And then give him a Lamed Aleph, about five lines down. Bomine Rav Avinim Rav Sheshes Basan Izonis Min Ha'achim Maisi Yodeh Lemi. The halacha is that guy dies, his Yerusha goes to his sons, and any of the daughters that are not yet married get support from the estate until they get married. So the brothers are not supporting the daughter, their sister, from their money, but she's being supported by the estate. Now, a father who supports his daughter, so her maisi yodayim go to the father. Now, to the brothers, since now they're supporting her from the father's estate, does her maisi yodayim go to them? Lemi, b'mokum av kaima, ma hosu maisi yodeh la'av, hachinami maisi yodeh la'achim. Just like if the father will be alive supporting her, he gets her maisi yodayim. Now that the brothers are supporting her, so they get their maisi yodayim. Odil malo domi la'av. It's not like the father. The father supports her from his money. Here the brothers are supporting her from the father's money. So money that when the father left it over didn't go to them, but had was set aside for the daughter, because that's the halach. Omerlei tenisua. Almona nizonis minichse yisomim umaisi yodeh shalohem. The same thing goes with the almona. As long as the woman doesn't get remarried and doesn't ask for her ksuba, she gets supported by the estate. And her maisi yodayim go to the brothers. Same thing over here. The daughter gets supported by the estate, and her maisi yodayim, lechora, goes to the brothers. Someone says, no, midomi. Amenosolo nichalei baharvochad. Bito nichalei baharvochad. He doesn't really care if his almana, once he's dead, makes a profit or not. But his daughter, he wants to benefit. He wants his daughter to profit. Mara says, "Lemeimer de bitu adifale miamanosa." Comes out now that a guy cares more about his daughter than he cares about his widow. For Amar Reb Abba, Amar Reb Yosi, also almana etzel habas kibatz etzel achim benichosim muatim. Ma habas etzel achim habas nizonis v'achim mishol apsachim. Af almana etzel habas almana nizonis v'habas tishol apsachim. We see over here that they made the almana like the daughter. That what happens, well, again, when somebody has only, what's it called, a small amount of an estate, so the halacha is that it all is set aside for the support of the daughters until they get married, and the sons get nothing. Their daughters don't get any Yerusha, but they get support till they get married. So if there's only a small amount of money and they're not enough to have the support, or just enough to have the support till the girls get married, they get all of that off the top, and the boys get nothing. They have to go and beg. Same thing, the almana, right, gets the support till she'll get married, or till she'll claim her ksuba, and if there's nothing left besides that support, the brothers have to go and beg. So you see that the daughter and the almana are the same. Mara says, "Le'inyan zilus almanoso adifale." When it comes to what's it called, having to go beg, that is zilusa. That's a bizayon. So there, her what's it called, the almana, he'd rather not see his widow degraded even more than his daughter. When it comes to who's going to benefit, keep their earnings, there he doesn't care too much about his widow, but his daughter, he does care that she should be able to benefit and keep her earnings. Rashi. Basa nizonis min ha'achim, shekein hu tnai ksuba bepirkin. Later on we'll learn all the tnaim of the ksuba. And one of them is, benon nukvan, diahavin lechi minoi, any daughters that you have for me, Inun yahon yasvin bebeisi umisazno minichosai adis desilkechu neguvrim. That they get supported from the estate, right, after he dies, until they get married. Lav medidhu elamit naik subasimon. L'chora, they're not getting from the from the brothers. They're not sending their money. They're getting from the ksuba, from the estate. Hashem came when the father's alive. They're getting it from his money. That's why she's getting from his money. That's why he gets Masiyodai. Amon and Izonis Menichse Yisomim, the Hainomi Tanai Ksuba. It's also part of the Ksuba that the widow gets to stay in the house and gets to be supported until she'll get married or until she'll ask for a Ksuba. Im Ate Yasvas Bevesi, Masazna Minchosai, call you may Megar al Musayach. As long as you're a widow. So you see that they get the Maisi Yodayim of the Almana, the Chorus should be the same thing of the Bas. Bito Nichole Barvach, his mercy says no. He is concerned that his daughter get profit, and therefore keeps her own Maisi Yodayim. She tarviach Maisi Yodayim levad mi parnasosa. He wants her to benefit, to be successful. Almana itzla Bas, but the Almana is not so concerned that she'll eventually she'll marry somebody else, so he doesn't care that much. His daughter he cares about in that respect. Almana itzla Bas, misha meis viniach almano Bas. Right, somebody died and he left an almana and a daughter. So menachasim muatim shein bohem kedei parnosa shnei mosar chodesh kedon reperik misha meis uktani habonos yazunu vahaboni mishal psochim. Right, when their sons and daughters, so the daughters get all of their support off the top, and the sons have to go beg. The same thing if there's a daughter and a widow. The widow gets everything off the top, and the daughter has to go beg. So we see that the widow is even greater than the daughter. So if the widow's Maisi Yodayim go to the brother, surely the daughter's. Samara says no. When it comes to what degrades the widow going begging, he doesn't want to see his widow degraded because it's a bizarre to him. But when it comes to profit, he's not so concerned that his widow gets profit. But his daughter, he wants to get profit. Okay. Go on. Mosiv Rav Yosef. Maisi Yodehu Mitziyosa. Afal Pi Shalo Govsa. Right now we bring a raya from our Mishnah. It says Maisi Yodayim and her Mitziya. Even if she didn't collect it. If the father died, Mesoav, Harehen Shel Achim. Those things are Mamon, and therefore, as soon as there is a Chiyuv of them, they are money that can be given over in Yerusha, and therefore, if the father dies, even if he didn't collect these monies yet, but he was owed them, she worked, and the money was there. He didn't actually pick it up. Or what's it called? She found a mitzia and she didn't deliver it to him because her mitzia also belongs to the father. And then he died. That's considered his money, and it goes on to his heirs, to the brothers, to his sons, who are her brothers. Time of the b'chayi ha'av, right? That's mashma. That's only because she earned the thing while the father was alive. Then it goes to the brothers. Hola achar misa sa'av li'atzma, mashma that if she would have earned this money after the father died, then it goes to herself. It only goes to the brothers if it goes to the brothers through the father. But if it goes to the brothers directly, not. So you see that she keeps her Maisi Yodayim. My la benizonis, is it not talking in a case where the brothers talk are supporting her, and still her Maisi Yodayim go to herself? Mara says, lo b'shein nizonis. It's talking where the brothers aren't supporting her. So since the brothers aren't supporting her, surely they don't get her Maisi Yodayim. But if that Maisi Yodayim was already in the world when the father was alive and he died, then that Maisi Yodayim he yarshins over to his sons. Mar says, Ibishain and Izonis, Maila Memra. If she's not being supported, what's the Havamina the brother should get her Maisi Yodayim if they're not supporting her? Mar says, Maila Memra, Afilu Lamandiomer Yochel Harav Lomer Le'Evet Aseimi the Ein Izoncha, right? Even according to the opinion it says, that a Rav can tell his Eved Kanani, right, that you work for me and I'm not going to support you. He's not mechuyev to support his Eved Kanani. He doesn't get the Maisi or Daim of his Eved Kanani in what's it called, in compensation for his supporting him. Even if he doesn't support the Eved Kanani, tells him you go and what's it called and worry about yourself, and you can keep the money you need from your wages to feed yourself, and I guess everything else. Honey, mili be'evid kanani, the loksi be'imcha. That's only by an evid kanani where it doesn't say imcha. But by an Eved Ivri, it says Imcha. He has to live with you. You have to support him. Aval Eved Ivri Dechsid Bei Imcha Lo Kol Shekein Lo. But by an Eved Ivri, who it says Imcha, he has to support his Eved Ivri. He can't tell him, you go and support yourself, and I'll get the rest of whatever you earn above that, and I'm not going to support you. Can't tell him that. He has to support him. Kol Shekein Bito surely has to support his daughter. So that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that you can't say to, what's it called, to the girl, you go and work, keep your Maisi of Daim and support yourself. If normally the brothers have a Chiyuv to support her. Omer Rabba Bar Ula Lo Nitzucha Ela L'Hadofa. Talking about the extra, right? The Shaila is not with what they're supporting her. If there's extra Maisi of Daim, more than her support. So that, what's it called, is goes to her. But what they're supporting her, they talk to get the Maisi of Daim. Can they get that? Omar Rava Gavar Rabak Rav Yosef Lo Yada Dika Adotha Kumosif Tiyufta. When Rav Yosef asked this question for the Mishnah, he didn't know that it's possible there's extra money, and that's what goes to her, and not the, what's it called, the money that's opposite what they're supporting her, that they collect that. He couldn't answer that, and he asked Akasha, and he didn't know that he could answer it very simply. That wasn't the question. The question was not the kasha wasn't the way we had it. That if the money was there when the father was alive and he died, it goes to the brothers. Mashma, that if the money didn't come till after the father died, it doesn't go to the brothers. That we can answer. That money we're talking about, the money that's extra more than the support. That was no question. But the Mishnah itself, there's a diuk that the money doesn't go to the brothers. How? Diktani maisi yodea umitsiyasa. Afa pishalogavsa. It says her earnings and any mitsiya that she found, even though it wasn't collected. Mitsiyasa milan gavya. Who's she collecting a mitsiya from? You find a mitsiya. You find it, you don't find it. You don't collect it from somebody. Ela lav hachikomer. The Mishnah means to say, maisi yodea kimitsiyasa. Her earnings are just like a metziah, that she had found a metziah. Ma metziyasa b'chayyo av la'av, just like a metziah. When the father's alive, any things that she finds go to the father. La'achar misa so av li'atzma. And after the father dies, if she finds a metziah, it goes to her. Right? Af ma'asiyah de'a nomi b'chayyo av li'av, la'achar misa so av li'atzma. So same thing, just like metziah. That's for sure. That after the father dies, it doesn't go to the brothers, so Mitzia goes to her. Well, the only possibility is Maisi Yodayim. And the Mishnah compares Maisi Yodayim to Mitzia. So Maisi Yodayim also don't go to the brothers, even though they're supporting her. Since they're not supporting her from their money, they're supporting her from the father's money. Shema Mino. That's what Rav Yosef meant to bring the Raya. So the halacha is taka like that. That a bas who's being supported from the estate, and she earns money, she keeps it. Doesn't go to the brothers. Because they're not supporting her from their money. Shema mino. Itmar nami, Rabbi Yehuda marav, bas anizonis min ha'achim, maise yodeli atzma. Even though the brothers are supporting her, she's getting supported from the estate, if she earns money, she gets it, not the brothers. Rashi. Almona etzel habas. Misha meis v'niach almona ubas. Right, the person died and there were no sons. There was only a daughter and the widow. V'nechasim watim. So the halacha is the widow has the same din as the daughter would have if there were brothers and a daughter. The sons and a daughter. Where the daughter gets everything off the top and the sons go beg. So too, if there's a daughter and almona, the almona gets everything off the top and the daughter has to go beg. It's only if the money was generated when the father was alive, then it goes to the children, the brothers, when he dies. But if the money wasn't generated till after the father died, it goes to her. It doesn't go to the brothers. If she earned the money after the father died, it goes to herself. Since the Tana had to tell us that if she generated it when the father was alive, it goes to the brothers. Mara says, lo b'shenesu. Isn't that talking where they're supporting her? And still, her ma'isi yodayim stay with her. Mara says, no, it's talking where they're not supporting her. There was nothing. There was no Yerusha. So she's not getting supported from the estate. There is no estate. So therefore, she gets her own ma'isi yodayim. But if there would be an estate that she's being supported from, then what's it called? She would have to give the ma'isi yodayim to the brothers. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that if she, what's it called, earned this money after the father died, it goes to her. The ilashminan he gufa the masha osa b'chayyav la'achim pshita. And when it comes, if it can tell me what it says in the Mishnah, that if she earned money when the father was alive and then he died, it goes to the brothers. Of course, that's his money. It's like any Yerusha. You need to tell me the diuk. He has to come to tell me that after the father dies, she keeps her earnings. Where she's not being supported. What's the chiddush? The lo tema schus shezichsa Torah la'ab bebito mamon hu la'risha lebonim. That the father's schus and his daughter's earnings is part of the Yerusha. The children inherit that schus to get the earnings of the daughter. Just like they earn other things, they earn this schus too. Just like the father had his schus and her earnings, the children earn, inherit that schus. With the kashrich of a mighty tizman, that's the case, so how is she going to live? There's no estate, so they're not supporting her, and she gets, and her earnings have to go to them. Just like an Eved Ivri, you can't say I won't support you, right? And what's it called? And you keep your Maisi Yodayim because he has to support him. But any extra monies, that for sure goes to the Adam, right? So that's the Shaila. Omar Rava the Rav Rav Yosef. The osva lahar tiyufta lahavi yoda diika hadafa. He couldn't have answered. That's talking with the extra money. Einachinami. She avadai keeps the money that she earns to be able to support herself since she's not getting supported. The question is only on the extra. That maybe has to go to the brothers. Umatzi lechuyev lishnui b'shem nizonis uladafa. Afilo hachi osva. Still, he asked the question. Elakorka Rav Yosef time yoda de tiyufta me al yisohi. He knew that there was a good deal from this Mishnah that proved conclusively that her Maisi Yodayim go to her, not to the brothers. He was Medayi for the Mishnah differently. The Mishnah mentions Mitzia together with Maisi Yodayim. Now Mitzia can't be collected. So it can't mean that if she collected the Mitzia, then it goes to the brothers after the father's death. What it means is, her ma'isi yodayim are similar to a metzia she would find. The lama le'misnai, v'holo shayich le'misnai, afagav shelo gofsa, d'miman gofsa, she's collecting a metzia. Elo lav hachikomer, ma'isi yodeho ke metziyosa, d'masha osa so b'chaya of la'av, u'liyorshi. Just like the metzia, if she found it during the father's lifetime, it goes to the father, if he dies, it goes to the brothers. But if she found the Metziah after the father dies, no Shaila, she keeps it. Same thing with Maisi Yodayim. If she earned the money after the father died, even if she's being supported by the brothers, the Maisi Yodayim go to her. There's no Shaila that she keeps her Metziah after the father dies. That doesn't go to the brothers. Even b'chayi ha'av, he only gets her metzias if she's basically eating from his table. K'damrin b'av metzia, mishum eva, shouldn't be hatred. I'm supporting you, and you keep your metzias. D'kiven de'enu chay mezonoseh b'chayiv k'nislam b'pirkin ha'av enu chay mezonos bito. First, he's not really responsible to support his daughter. After she's 6 years old, he can tell her to go to work and support herself. If you'll say that she can keep her own metziah, and he's anyway supporting her, right, out of the goodness of his heart, he's letting her eat at his table, and she keeps her metziah, there'll be hatred. Sulo yoiv lamezonos, and he won't give her any more food. Ulekam bepirkin nomi amrin zaka metziosa mishumeva. Aval achin al korchayim Misazna minichseyav. But the brothers, they're not doing her any favor. The estate is set aside for her. They're not doing it out of the goodness of their heart. They're doing it because that's the halacha. So, Mamela, what's it called? There's no reason why they should get her mitzvah.